The moment I wake up, my program begins. The moment I wake up, my program begins. Yes, every day of my life, every moment of my life, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, I take charge of my thinking. I take charge of the program I have established for myself. Now, we say, all right, what is that program? Well, the program is that I am sick and I need to have pills and I need to have doctors and I need to have medicine, I need to have all these things. That's my program. What? That's your program? Doesn't sound like a very cool program, but it's one that we have established. Our hospitals are filled with people who are on that program very seriously. Doctor's offices are filled with people who are on that program very seriously. You and me, our lives are filled with our experiences on that program. When we feel an ache and pain, we right away run off to the doctor. We right away run off to get some help. Instead of the moment we feel an ache and pain, we stop and we say, all is in divine order. We stop and say, I live my life in divine order. All is in divine order. Now, now, now. All is in divine order. Divine order is all that it is. All is in divine order. Now, when I say that, what am I saying to myself? I am saying to myself that all is in divine order. Now, is all in divine order? Is fantastic? Is all beautiful? Is all good? Well, not really, because I have this pain, I have this circumstance, I have this thing that's saying to me that I got to do something about it. Well, why can you say all is in divine order? Why are you establishing, or why might you establish a program that says in your life all is in divine order? Why would you do that when you're going to be saying that at a time when all is not in divine order? All is not expressing itself in its ideal way. Why would you be doing that? Why would you be saying that in your life? Why would you have a program in your life that is a lie to you? Well, because something tells me inside of myself that it's not a lie. Something tells me inside of myself that this is my reality, that really I am whole and perfect. Really I am divine. Really I am wonderful. Really I am. And the moment I wake up, my program begins. I say, all is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. We make affirmations, and we make affirmations, and we make affirmations. We have a program built, based, divined on affirmations. Divined on, let's not call it affirmations so much, as let's call it the truth. Now, when your child is disobedient, you tell the child you are an obedient child, you always do good things, you always are a nice person, you're always thoughtful and loving and kind, and you're saying these stupid, dumb things to that child that he is not. He is not always doing those beautiful things that you're saying about him. But you're planting in his consciousness the idea that this is your expectation of him, this is your desire for him, this is your realization about him. You know he can do it, and you know that as he changes his attitude about himself, and mainly as you change your attitude about yourself, that child will reflect and respond and live those ideal things that you have in your mind for him, because he already has it in his mind for him. But he's wandered away from it for a moment. And as he wandered away from it for a moment, he got off his program, and he got off into some ditch somewhere, and he got a little muddy. And so you see him back on his program. You see him being divine. You see him being wonderful. You see him being fabulous, and that's what you do. That's your program of how you work with your child or your children or your world or yourself. The moment I wake in the morning, my program begins for me. The moment I wake. Now, I may wake up in the middle of the night. I may have any number of experiences in my life. But the moment I'm consciously aware, I take control of my consciousness and I say to it, hey, you're in a program right now. You're in a special program of diet. You're in a special program. You're a sports person, and you don't drink liquor and these other things before you play these games because you want your body to be in tip-top shape. You want every organ, action, function in your body, and you don't put those things into it. Now, what might this liquor be similar to? It's similar to thoughts that we have. Thoughts that limit us. Oh, they'll sky high us for a moment, but then they limit us. And we don't want that limitation. We want to wake up and put our program in motion and even have our program in motion while we're sleeping. And the program says, I am ideal. I am divine. I am ideal. I am divine. Now, those words alone are enough to do the whole thing. But sometimes we like to bring a few other little thoughts in there, like, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. My lungs are perfect, da-da-da-da-da-da. And you see, all we're doing with all that repetition is getting ourselves accustomed to the idea that our body is whole and perfect. Our mind is whole and perfect. Our world is whole and perfect. We don't need to have a pill to tell our body that it's okay. We relax. We are at peace with ourselves. And we say to our body, be still and know that you are divine. Be still and know that you are peace. Be still and enjoy the magnificence that you are. Be still. And our body, little by little, is still. Our body, little by little, recognizes that it is divine. It is wonderful. And pretty soon our body fully recognizes it. Because we tell our body, the moment I wake up, my program begins. The moment I wake up, my program begins. The moment I wake up, that is the moment I become consciously aware of myself, my program begins. The moment I consciously become aware, I say consciously those things that are beneficial to me. I consciously speak my word. I consciously claim the good about myself. I consciously know these things. I consciously do it. The moment I wake up, I consciously am aware of who and what I am and how wonderful I am. I'm consciously reflecting upon, I am divine. I am good. I am very good. I am peace. I am love. I am joy. I am wholeness. I am abundance. I am happy with myself and everyone in my world. I am peace. Yes. The moment I wake up, I establish my program. My program begins because I have chosen what it is to be. Now, what program do you want for yourself? You can write down a few things or just have them in your consciousness. Having them in your consciousness is the best place to have them. And you say, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am divine. I think beautiful thoughts all the time. I know the truth about myself all the time, that I am a divine being. I know that I am God. I know that all is God. I know that there's nothing else in the universe but God. So therefore, I am God. And I love being God. I love being God. I love being the allness, the goodness, the perfection of all. Yes, that's the truth of who I am. That's my reality. That's who I am and why I am and where I am and what I am. And it is great. Oh, how great it is. But it's only great because of one reason. The moment I wake up, my program begins. I live my program. And my program is one of purity, truth, love, goodness, and allness. And that's the only program I know. And that's the only program you know. And that's the only program that is. All is in divine order, now and forevermore. Let that be your call. Let that be my call. It is done now. And so it is.